I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. President Trump has been boasting that his summit with Kim Jong-un has reduced the likelihood of war with North Korea. That remains to be seen, but as he was preparing for that summit last weekend, we heard reports that the U.S. might be about to get more deeply involved in a current war, the war in Yemen. News emerged that the United Arab Emirates was about to invade Yemen's fourth largest city and was asking the U.S. for help. Wisconsin Representative Mark Pocan was not keen on seeing that happen, at least not without a debate in Congress, so he and 33 of his colleagues wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense James Mattis.
Yeah, we did this in about 48 hours, to be perfectly honest, because we didn't have a lot of time when we heard that there could be something happening.
The letter asked Mattis to urge the UAE and its allies to not attack the Yemeni port of Hodeidah. The port is controlled by a rebel group known as the Houthis, and humanitarian groups said an assault could threaten hundreds of thousands of civilians.
Our concern is how much is the involvement of the U.S. in something that has not gone through the proper process, which would be going through Congress, and, you know, if we are getting involved and we have the potential of creating famine and deaths in a country, we need to make sure that we have every ability to affect any action ahead of time, which is why we did the letter yesterday.
The Secretary of Defense did not reply to Representative Pocan's letter. The assault on Hodeidah began last night, and the U.S. is providing intelligence and fuel for the fighter jets. Iona Craig covers Yemen and was in the country just 3 weeks ago. So tell us about Hodeidah, Iona. Why is it important?
Well, even in peacetime, Yemen imported 90% of its foods into the country, and some 80% of that came through the port city of Hodeidah. And even during the war now, 70 to 80% of food, goods and humanitarian aid was still coming through that port. So it's incredibly important for the civilian population. But as far as the Saudi and UAE coalition is concerned, their claims are that Iran, who the Houthis are allied to, has been smuggling weapons into Hodeidah port for the Houthis, despite the fact that the UN has actually been operating a vessel monitoring system for all vessels going into the port now for some time.
What are you hearing from people in Hodeidah today?
Well, I think in this build-up, it kind of came to a head when the UAE sent out a warning to all aid agencies and humanitarian workers to evacuate the city and gave them 3 days. And in that time, people I was speaking to were trying to go out and buy more food, get cooking gas and try and basically prepare for what they were worried about was either going to be a siege or this military offensive on the city. So people were just holding their breath, really, for the last few days. And even with this offensive having been launched in the first few hours, those coalition forces haven't actually been able to push their way into the city, it doesn't seem yet. They're still a few miles south of Hodeidah city itself. So whilst there have been reports of heavy airstrikes and even naval bombardment, it's still yet to reach the middle of Hodeidah. So people are just sitting and waiting at the moment.
Iona, tell us who is behind Operation Golden Victory and what do they hope to achieve?
Well, of course, you've got the Saudi and UAE coalition on one side, but fighting on the ground, really, those doing the fighting on the front lines against the Houthis are Yemenis, and there are multiple groups involved in that.
I mean, it's a real mix of interests all targeting the Houthis. What is the U.S. role in this?
Well, of course, the U.S. role in the conflict since 2015 has very much been involved in the airstrike side of it. They've been supplying mid-air refueling and intelligence, as well as having a presence in the command and control center in Riyadh, as well as obviously political support. But we've heard reports now in the last few days that even that involvement in the airstrikes has increased, and that in the run-up to this offensive, that according to the Wall Street Journal reports anyway, that the US has been more involved in target selection now on the airstrikes that will be carried out whilst this offensive is going on in Hodeidah. And I think, obviously, it's important to point out that if the US does decide to step up military support even further, that brings on board other issues about the possible of that being a contravention of the War Powers Act if Congress is not consulted.
So kind of a big picture question here, Iona. I mean, this is very complex. There are lots of moving parts, and the U.S. has been drawn into it all. Incidentally, 50 years since the Vietnam War. What occurs to you looking at these two?
Well, I think now really it's about how much more involved the US chooses to get. And that's not crucial just for the Yemeni population, but that will also have an impact on probably what Iran does. If the US chooses to become more militarily involved by giving more military support to the Saudi-led coalition, the response to that is likely to be Iran becoming more involved on the Houthi side. And that has huge regional implications and global implications as well. And the only way that goes is to escalation. And that's not good, certainly for the Yemeni population who are already in the grip of this humanitarian crisis, but it's certainly not good for regional security either.
Reporter Iona Craig, thanks very much as always.
Thanks very much for having me.
You can learn more about the Yemen war and ways you can help people there on the ground. Go to PRI.org.